Welcome everyone to today's podcast episode. You're listening to the Home Design Podcast. My name is Adam Case, your host, and we aim to educate, inspire, and connect South Florida with the industry authorities within their trade. Today we have an amazing guest. I'm really excited about this one as we're going to be discussing everything on how to minimize insects and the ultimate solution for Florida problems, all with the Miss Master himself, Keith Brookins, CEO of Basque. Keith.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Man, I am excited about this. You've been an incredible partner to us. I've known you since you started, you know, your product, Basque, the Miss Master, and I want to dive into this, but before we go into that, let's talk a little bit about you, where you started and, you know, where we are today.
Oh, that's a
loaded.
It could be a long story.
Loaded. Right, so, well, let me see if I can. Who is Keith Brookins? All
right. So I'm the CEO of Basque, as you've said.
Yeah.
I'm also the developer and the inventor of the Mist Master 3-in-1 compact misting system.
Absolutely. And that has really, it's targeted to solve a problem. You know, we live here in South Florida. Lots of pests, Florida problems, you know, a lot of things come with that. You know, let's talk about, you know, as far as what Basque truly is, what it represents to you, what Basque means to you, and, you know, getting into how the Miss Master was ultimately developed and the reason for it.
Okay. Basque is a product developer that likes to solve problems. We like to get the job done well and done right. As a company.
Yeah. Purpose. What is the purpose of Basque? Like, ultimately, people look for solutions. They're looking to solve problems out there. You know, what is Basque? Like, what was the development aspect as far as the importance of creating Basque?
Basque was created to solve problems through R&D products and development. We engineer our own products. They're manufactured right here in Miami, Florida. And we are Florida people solving Florida problems.
There you go. There's a lot of Florida problems down here. And one thing that really comes to everybody's mind, I mean, we live outside, you know, that's what's so amazing about living down here in South Florida specifically. It's a year-round outdoor lifestyle. Right. Pests come with that. You know,
sure do.
And so, I mean, what can you say about like just pests in general down here in South Florida and the nuisance that, you know, homeowners and just people here see on a day in and day out?
Well, that sort of segues us into how we got here to begin with. And that is a little bit of research into some of the situations that will be created as a result of global warming. In that, one of the top three was insect control.
Right.
Insects growth or population explosion is favored because now we're going to have longer summers, shorter winters, wetter spells, a lot more energy stored in the atmosphere in the form of moisture, which does cause more rain and bigger storms, all that. But there are many insects that are favored to overpopulate as a result. So it was one of the three areas where problems were expected.
Right.
So we got into how it's being treated now, and we didn't like what we saw. Right now, even pest control companies, for example, they use a pump-up sprayer.
Okay.
Nothing much different than what you would buy at Home Depot.
Right. Or anywhere. I mean,
or anywhere.
And that's used for, you know, spraying, you know, something to treat pests, insects, things like that. But also you can seal your driveway and you can do things like that. Like,
right.
It's the same sprayer, but I know yours is different.
The problem is it's a very wet and a large particle application. It would be a lot like going out and painting your car with a fire hose. I mean, yeah, you could change the color. It
right.
just wouldn't be very, it would be very wasteful
right.
process. And so in a world where waste is money, we thought it would be good to come up with a way to better apply and also save money and time. So we developed, rather than spray, which is the larger particle, we've come up with the misting. This allows people to produce a smaller particle. One particle of spray is broke down 64 times to make a mist. So that same volume is now being distributed 64 times, and it's just a better coverage. It uses less chemicals, and at the same time, it allows you to
be more effective, would you say? I mean, as far as so obviously when you're misting an area, it's going to cover a better area. It's not going to pool an area. It's not going to leave a residue, you know, things like that, that, you know, the Mistmaster itself seems to solve.
Right. So there's several benefits to mist over spray, one of which is it's a drier application, which means it will dry faster, which gives you a faster reentry time.
Okay.
That's really important when you have insects. When you have pets.
Yeah.
You don't want to have insects.
Well, some people have insects as pets. I mean, depends on who you're talking to.
Actually, I do know someone that does exactly that. They raise cockroaches. Well, yeah. That's a treat. The other thing is by using less chemical, you're spreading more evenly, and you're also covering a greater area, which saves chemicals.
Right.
Which basically makes it eco-friendly, as well as saving you the cost of the chemicals.
Right.
So it just seemed to be the sweet spot between spray and fog. Fog just does no good other than cooling. Spray being too wet, and mist is just right in the middle of right where it should be.
Right.
And then we add to that the fact that we operate three different ways.
So when you're talking about the operation aspect of it, mm-hmm. you know, tell us about that, like the actual functionality of
it. Okay. So as far as function, we are completely portable, transportable, self-contained. We allow homeowners and professionals alike to take this unit and treat anywhere from a large area to a small area. In other words, it's scalable.
Right.
By three different methods from one device. The first of which being the mist blower. We actually have four mist nozzles on this unit that produce a fine mist that is then blown and covers 20 feet.
Right.
This 20 foot of coverage will allow a soccer mom to go out and treat an NFL football field in 8.2 minutes at the average walking speed of 3.5 miles an hour. So imagine that scale. And never have dragged a hose or anything that would a sprayer would. I mean, now you're talking about something on the back of a truck and, you know, all this stuff. So,
and just to clarify for people, because people are listening to this and are like, you know, okay, these different applications. When you talk about a blower, like literally, you know, they're, you know, when you take the device off the machine and you have the larger format, you know, as far as I guess not an exhaust, but like, you know, it's where the blower comes out, but it. I can speak true to this because I've done it. it does cover a widespread area. It's great where, you know, if you have hedges or bushes or things like that, being able to, you know, blow the area and really cover an entire perimeter, like what you mentioned when it comes to an NFL field. You know, so that is a great function because the fact that you can do all of these things so differently with the same exact machine, just depending on whatever extension you're using, is impressive.
And one thing you just started to point out was the fact that because we are blowing it sideways and it is a small enough particle to loft and allow that, you can also contact the insects where they hide, which is underneath the leaves.
Right.
So it's actually a horizontal treatment. And sprays are a more vertical treatment because they immediately turn to gravity and fall down like rain. And the leaves act like an umbrella for the pests underneath them, which they hide under there, stay away from the sun so they don't dehydrate.
Right.
So that's another benefit that we provide that sprays just simply don't. And a spray coupled to a blower, these backpack models you might see, they make a lot of noise, which we do not. And they also are something that if you were to go, say you want to go into a warehouse or a large area like a dojo or a yoga studio, you would never be able to use a sprayer like that indoors because of the toxic fumes that are coming out of the motor and all that. I mean, so it would just be unthinkable. Whereas we can just go right in and do it.
That's amazing. So, because I know there's a lot of functions. I mean, we're talking about pest control and we'll get into others later. But that is an incredible function. And this product and this solution is for experts and obviously homeowners. This the MistMaster is for everybody on every type of level and application. So you're taking these problems into your own hands.
It is a professional grade tool that's easy enough for anyone to use.
Right. Without a doubt. So going into the next application, obviously you have the extended wand that is used for other formats.
Yes, we have a stainless steel wand that attaches to it through a quick disconnect, which both ends seal when you uncouple it so that you don't have any waste or gravity draining.
Right.
And the stainless steel wand allows you to do a more precise coverage and control. It allows you to get up close and personal. You might be your own exterminator where you might want to hit your baseboards or or maybe get underneath the soffits of your house and go get some of those spiders and things that are hanging out there nowadays.
And in addition to, you know, talking about, you know, consistently treating an area, you have a permanent, semi-permanent system, hose system that has individual nozzles and sprayers to be able to treat an area as well.
So now we're talking about the stations. That's the third function.
There you go.
And as a third function, you can operate by remote control. You don't have to even push a button other than, well, on the remote control.
There is a button.
Yeah, but it's not on the device.
Right.
So, you're able to, with a station, we're able to install, or you're able to install, a overhead system or a riser system if you don't have overhead structure to attach to.
Right.
This allows you to, before you even go into an area, to treat it and then go in and enjoy it.
Absolutely. So, you know, talking about, you know, we're talking about pests right now. And that's one of the main nuisances. I mean, you own a home, you have pests coming in and out all the time. It's inevitable. You're going to see pests. It's a matter of, you know, being proactive, treating it properly. But by having this system, you're able to do indoor, outdoor. You can do quick fixes. You can do longevity. Because, you know, the when I think of like a quick fix is, you know, you say you're having a cookout. You're entertaining at your home. And you want to create a perimeter and to be able to treat the area.
Right.
You know, that's an incredible function because, you know, that's something like, you know, to have to call a company to come out, treat it, things like that. I mean, there are other like, you know, handheld, you know, instant type of devices, but this is something where you're going to get the best effect.
There's a lot of advantages, like you're pointing out. The fact that you don't have to wait for a pest control company to come out and do something is a big one. If you've ever sat at home waiting for a pest control company to come in so that you can just be there to open the door for them, you'll understand what it's like to be sort of displaced or at their mercy.
Right.
This allows you to just grab and go. You can take care of it yourself. And like you said, you can do a knockdown of the perimeter prior to a party or something like that. And it's just putting you in charge of your spaces.
Right. And also in a question, and we're talking about like creating a perimeter, things like that, to have that ongoing effect, to minimize the amount of pests that people are experiencing, how often would you say it's important to just, so you don't have like a buildup of mosquitoes or other, you know, types of pests on your property? Would you say it, do it once a week, once a month, every other week? You know, is there a suggested amount?
It's as needed is the short answer.
Right.
Everyone lives in a little bit different area, depending on how close you are to the Everglades or to the saltwater marshes or a source of a problem and how much wind has blown that problem into your area.
Okay.
There's a lot of variables there. So as needed is the best answer. The first time you treat your areas, I would suggest you take your time and do it very well, very slow, one time. And then after that, you can pretty much run through it because you're just doing a more of a maintenance than the big net now. So yes, that's as needed.
Perfect. And, you know, obviously we're coming out of and still going through some interesting times with COVID. You know, your product has really, you know, filled a void and helped not only businesses, but also concerned just homeowners and individuals and business owners. You know, let's talk about other purposes of the MistMaster and what you can solve other than just the insect side of things.
Okay. So moving beyond the insects, we are a hardened system that allows many of the chemicals on the market to be used in it. And one of which be items usually associated with sanitization.
Right. Exactly.
So COVID did open the door to sanitization for the product. It does an equally good job of, since we are just a distributing device. What you put in is what you get out. We like to joke that if you put gas in it, you've got a flamethrower. Right.
That's a good point.
So it's scary.
I guess just don't use the blower for that.
You can use it for riot control if you want to put mace
in. Right, I guess, yeah.
But we are just the delivery device. And as such, sanitization is a big one for us. And again, with three different methods of doing it, it allows a lot of possibilities. But beyond that, we also take care of odor control as well as plant health.
Right.
We are recently getting into also mold mitigation. So we're discovering that it can get up into places that sprays just won't get into because we do loft. It does travel. It does like to float along. And as a result, you can get in behind walls and it'll get up into the places that a spray just simply will not contact.
That's a great point because, you know, the thing is when you're looking at all these different types of applications, I mean, you know, especially if you're trying to get, you know, behind drywall or things like that, if there is, and I've never even thought about that. And as far as, you know, that type of application, but, you know, there's a lot of business owners or in homeowners and, you know, for cars, for everything, being able to sterilize a space is incredible. And it's something that, you know, this device isn't just one dimensional. I mean, there's so many different functions. And obviously for, mold remediation companies. And I mean, really it's unlimited and the device itself is impressive. And the amount of technology and time and everything that you guys put into perfecting this is impressive.
The diversity is one of the things that makes it a hard item to describe to someone in a short period of time. So that's one of our challenges, actually.
So, you know, when looking at all of these different things, you know, obviously you guys are solving problems. You know, as far as when somebody is using it and, you know, the overall benefit or is, I guess my question is there an ideal person that, or business that your product is for? You know, like who is the perfect candidate for purchasing a MistMaster?
Anyone who likes to enjoy the outdoors or the indoors, unimpeded by germs, insects, whatever. People who want to control their spaces.
Right.
Anyone.
And, you know, as far as when talking about even, you know, well-being, you know, essential oils, things like that. We're seeing more and more of these devices out in the market that is distributing things that are, you know, good for one's health, you know, whether it's scents or feelings or whatever it might be.
We've discovered that as well. A lot of people just do not want to have anything to do with chemical. Chemicals are a four-letter word in their book.
Absolutely.
And for that, we provide 25B products that are all natural essential oils.
Okay.
And that also produces a heck of a nice fragrance. A lot of people enjoy it more so for the fragrance than the fact that it's killing the insects and it acts as a repellent.
Okay.
So you don't have insects re-entering the area anytime soon. It's especially effective, say, when you're having things like black fly. Black fly is a very good tracker. They can smell a scent about, I think I read that once is about over 3 miles.
Something. Oh, wow.
And they will track a scent. And that's why when you go outside, there's not a fly one, but you open a sandwich and all of a sudden there's one and then there's three and then there's seven. And that's because they're just catching up. They're coming up the trail. You send down that same trail now, the smell of the repellent, and now you've got the do not invite list going. So you can actually go outside, enjoy your spaces without being invaded by black flies and mosquitoes and the other pests.
That's amazing. And that's something that I want to dive a little bit further into because, you know, homeowners and just people in general, they might not realize, you know, what attracts bugs and pests and things like that. You know, knowing obviously the scent could be coming from 3 miles away. I mean, that's the average person would never assume that.
Yeah. Well, scent is just one. There's actually many different factors.
Right.
And when you have flies in your home, it's usually because you've left something open. And during the evening, when your house is lit up, A lot of insects are positive phototaxis. That means that they are attracted to light. This is not a conscious choice. This is a involuntary muscle response to light.
Okay.
They head toward the light. So when you leave anything open, door, window, whatever, in the evening when your house is more lit than the outdoor areas,
right,
then you are actually a magnet to insects. You are drawing them in, and then you're going to have to deal with them
right
once you close the door.
I have experienced that. I mean, personally.
And you'll see that later on during the day when it's lighter outside than inside, you'll see those same flies and whatnot collecting on the windows
right,
because now they're headed for the light again.
Exactly. And what's interesting is, you know, so... I'm talking personal, like thinking about how this product, because for everybody, and this is not a plug, I do have a Mistmaster, and it has improved not only the way we live inside, but outside as well. Because so we do have one of those rolling screens in our patio that conceals it as much as possible. But even with that, it does not, it's not a pure barrier. Because a lot of times, like if it's cooler outside, we'll leave our sliders open, we'll put down the screens. But being able to, you know, fog the area before or spray it before to make sure that we're not that magnet for, you know, bugs flying into our home. Because in the past, we've done that even with the screens down in our home. All of a sudden it's filled with bugs and it takes days to get rid of them. Yes. So that's something, I mean, talking about personal experiences and all of the different applications, you know, people are sitting here thinking, how can I use it? And it's really unlimited.
Well,
in every way. So, you know, talking about a lot of these different things and about a concern that I know that I had initially was, okay, so you're using all of these different types of sprays. Maybe you're using something that is antibacterial and you're sterilizing an area, and another day, maybe you're using a pest control. Is there any concern as far as the mix, or do you have to flush the system out first? How does that work?
When you're going between different treatments, you're going to want to do a thorough flush.
Right.
And one of the things, anything that's a residual,
yep,
is going to want to sort of linger and stay behind, hence the name residual.
Right.
So with those, it's particularly hard. And we never would suggest anyone to use like a herbicide and then turn around and follow that with a fertilizer, because you may not get the desired results of fertilizing.
Right.
Instead of making them grow, you make them die. So, a thorough rinse is what it's required. And, it's
perfect.
That's it.
Yeah, no. So, you know, obviously, as far as the product itself, if somebody wants to purchase this product, what's the best way of doing so?
Well, there's three ways that come to mind right now. You can catch us at one of the shows. We do get out to the home design and remodeling show. That's your show. And the turnout there is incredible. It's always been a very good producer for us. When we like to put the product in front of people, people see it, they see it, they like it, and they get it. And the home show is a perfect way to do that. The amount of people that show up is just phenomenal. And even the vendors talking to vendors, and it's like a family there. It's just been a great place to do that. Also, they can reach out to us at bask-solutions.com, and we have an online e-commerce there. They can call us to arrange a demonstration, or just come by just to see a unit. They can reach out at 888-814-BASK. That's 2275, and arrange an appointment. We'll be glad to see them. In some cases, we'll even bring one to you and show it to you.
Absolutely. That's incredible. And, we've discussed a lot of things today. There's been, you know, we went through a lot of different points as far as, you know, pests here in South Florida, problems here in South Florida, solutions, things to be able to address problems in a better way. Is there anything that we missed today that you wanted to touch on?
There's an interesting point. All this started because of the mosquito and no-see-em problems down in the Florida Keys.
Okay.
So that was our test bed for our first prototypes and all. So we figured that if we can take care, I have friends that actually have bought homes down there, and they have a 12 by 12 patio where they'd like to sit out and watch the sunrise and the sunset with their wine or champagne. But they can't. They have to do it from inside looking through a window,
right?
Because the no-see-ems and the mosquitoes were guaranteed that that time of day, they owned the outdoors.
Right.
And I just thought it would be great to be able to give them back the outdoors at a reasonable price.
Right.
So that sort of inspired us to start this. And then it became our test bed. And we finally were able to come up with a system that works enough ways that you can solve your problems no matter what they are, where they are, indoor or out.
That's amazing. So, you know, that when I look at businesses and, you know, what they do, you know, a great business is someone that's solving a problem, that they're coming up with a better solution. And it's clear to me that you guys have done that and you've made it approachable. You've made it accessible. I can speak firsthand. It's been amazing to be a part of your story and having you a part of the shows from the day you guys launched your product. I remember we met before you even launched the product. You're like, we're hoping we have enough product to be able to get into the show, but hey, we're doing it. Yes. We're getting it out there. Yep. You had an incredible, you know, showing there and you've been a part of our show ever since. And, you know, I can, you know, we thank you for that. And the partnership is amazing. And we look forward to everything that's going to come in this coming year and years to come. But, you know, it's amazing for us to be a part of stories and experiences with like businesses like yourself. So, you know, just closing this out, you know, as far as, you know, Keith and his team at Bask, you know, check them out, go to their website. It's bask-solutions.com. So bask-solutions.com. Check them out on social media. You can see they're always putting up good content and a lot of images. So that way you can get a little bit more personalized and familiar with their products as well. And that's at Bask Solutions. You can check them out on Instagram and other social media. But Keith, is there anything else you want to touch on?
I think we hit it all.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
It's been an amazing talk. We learned about your product, all the solutions, South Florida pests, and really how you're improving everyone's lifestyle. So, you know, I want to thank everybody. Make sure you check us out. Visit our website at homeshows.net. You can view all of our podcast episodes at homedesignpodcast.com. And make sure you hit the follow button when you go to social media at FL Home Shows. But for now, subscribe to our channel to get all of the latest in home design and home improvement. And please stay tuned for the next episode. See you next time.